You're listening to Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. I'm Jonna Spilbore.
I'm Carol Pesci.
And this is the podcast version of our award-winning radio show.
That's right.
Now you can listen to our radio show whenever you want on your time.
It's Happy Hour. What is Happy Hour?
It's a 60 minutes
or so
where you have a happy beginning, middle, and ending.
People expect from this show?
Number one, they should expect to get some really good stuff because we have
stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Meaning content.
Yeah.
Smart guests.
Yep.
Make your life better.
And we make you laugh.
Laugh a little. Because that's about it.
You only go around once.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little fun.
All right. Listen up.
Good morning again and welcome back to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. I am Frankenberry and we're back for another Sunday morning. And ladies, how are we doing? I mean, obviously that's the first question you ask of anybody these days.
Now, the question to ask is, how are Jonna's roots doing?
Okay, good point.
You know, you should not ask me that because I have been trying desperately. My hairdresser said to me, please, please do not put any dye on your head during this time. I promise you, I will fix it, but just don't do it. Do something temporary like root cover-up, you know, the spray kind. And I've been trying to hang in there with that, but I don't know, folks, because I'm either going to have to go rogue and find somebody willing to put their hands on my head during this lockdown, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you girl, Curly,
you said that on Facebook I found funny, like, when in Prohibition, when alcohol was illegal, they would have, you know, speakeasies, you go through the back door and get your alcohol. Now you are actively searching out a hairdresser speakeasy.
I know. And people are going to get arrested, and I'm going to be one of them.
Now, Jonna, color me simple. But
yes,
if you're kind of on lockdown and you're in your home and you're by yourself, the only person that you have to face is yourself in the mirror. Why is any of this necessary?
Au contraire, because her lovely face is on Facebook all the time.
Frankenberry.
The last interview I think I saw you post, you had a hat on. And gloves.
I did. And gloves. Frankenberry, bite your tongue, please.
Hey, look, I know I'm coming from a completely different perspective, but I don't know. I just thought I'd ask the question.
Plus, I'll tell you what. I mean, this lockdown, I guess every week that we come on here during this period, we could learn a little something new about ourselves. I have, before lockdown, never, ever, ever would you get me on FaceTime because, you know, for that reason, like, what if your hair is all up in a ponytail or look, you're looking weird, you don't want to see the person you're talking to. Now I have been FaceTiming an awful lot, hence another reason for speakeasy roots. And also, I can't believe you guys dragged me away from the TV because I am now addicted to season 3 of Ozark and Tiger King.
What's the second one?
Tiger King. I keep hearing everybody talking about Tiger King. What is it?
Oh my God!
Oh, I read about that the other day. Yes, that is the now big thing, Tiger King.
You guys, it is the freakiest show I have ever seen in my life. Like you watch it with your mouth open, like because it's about real people. It's a documentary. These are real people. And you just have to look at the TV like, are you kidding me? It's fascinating.
What do they do?
Really? Well, so Tiger King is this guy who ran a homemade zoo for big exotic cats. And he has a rival named Carol Baskin, and she was a big cat sanctuary person. So she kind of hated him because she didn't like the way he was treating his animals. And he didn't like her because she was going all over the media and trying to get him in trouble. And, you know, people end up dead and people are fed to cats and people are gay but not gay. And he marries a straight guy. Like, it's just so bizarre. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. I don't want to give anything away.
All right.
Yeah. As opposed to all of what you just said.
Sorry, but you know what,
like, well, I'm still not getting it based on what you said.
No, you gotta. It's a true story, and the people involved are just so absolutely unique that it draws you in. It really does draw you in.
Yes, I did read that it is incredibly bizarre, but also that it'll just it'll grab you in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, actually, I will say this: the first 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes did not grab me. So stick around for after the first 5 minutes,
because
then it actually gets better. Yeah. Yeah, it's just very, very interesting. Do you guys watch Ozark?
Nope.
No, I haven't watched Ozark, because to tell you the truth, now I've had Netflix for about a year, but I completely forgot that Ozark was on Netflix, and I am interested in actually watching that. I've got a couple of things that I'm watching right now that I'd like to finish first, but yeah, when I saw that it had a new season, I was like, you know what? I read very good things about that, and that is definitely one that's on the list.
Yeah, I really like
the action. You guys gotta check out Schitt's Creek. I've told you before, it's freaking hilarious. With Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I always thought he was funny.
Can I say something else? Like, another thing that this lockdown is doing, if there's a benefit to it, is there's a couple people on Facebook who are doing kind of routinely funny things. And and you should watch this, because she does these little videos for women. There's a woman named Katina Correo, and she's a stand-up comic. And I met her several years ago when I was dating a stand-up comic by the name of Joe. And I started thinking about this. I'm like, you know, most women have...
Oh, I love this.
I date a lot of...
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to out of... But, I date a lot of stand-up comics, and I thought to myself, like, most women have a type that's tall, dark, and handsome, and my type is, like, short, broke, and funny. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I met her through this comic that I was dating at the time, because those two were friends. Anyway, she's on Facebook, and she's making fun of herself by creating these little one-minute videos about what it's like to audition for commercials. Which a lot of people, a lot of stand-ups and a lot of, you know, actors and stuff, writers, they do that to hopefully try to earn a little extra money. And it's so funny because it kind of chronicles, without her even realizing it, what it's like to be rejected over and over again. And it's hilarious. And it's only 1 minute. So her name is Katina Correo. I'm going to actually see if she wants to come on the show in the not-too-distant future, because she really is a funny gal. Making the best of a crappy situation, because you can't go on these auditions while we're all locked down, and it's funny, and
And you too, my friend, have been posting some funny stuff too, and I think that's healthy for everybody.
Well, thanks, and it's fun for me, except when I have to hide my roots and my nails.
I've been trying to stay away from Facebook. I mean, other than the writing that I did last weekend, where I posted, you know, my most recent thing in Frankenberry's attic. I've been trying to stay away, but I probably should, you know, at least take a look to distract myself a little bit at some of the, you know, possibly fun stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta,
I think it's really bringing
quite a mix right now.
Oh yeah, yes, it absolutely is. This is just crazy. I think at some point, you know, maybe us over the summer, we're going to be able to look back on this time and say, wow. And maybe even be a little proud of ourselves. I don't know. This is a very stressful time for a lot of people, whether you're a business owner like me or an employee like a lot of other people. And you know, the feeling of uncertainty and worried about your family and worried about your friends, worried about yourself. And if we do come out the other side, there's no doubt we're going to be stronger for it. And there's no doubt we will come out the other side. It's just
exactly.
It's a little tense right now.
I was just going to correct that one little word, that if, that you said, and we will. And the time will come, this will be history. And, you know, it's easy to sit back and say, don't worry about it. Don't live in fear. You know, these are scary times. But know that there will be a time that you will look back on it, and the power that you hold is who and how you choose to be during that time. You can't control what's going on out there right now. You can decide who you want to be in relationship to it.
Absolutely.
And know that that's
your
choice.
Mantra. Right.
Yep. And look back and say, you know, I'm proud of how I handled myself through that. And the other thing that's been on my mind I wanted to say publicly is I felt a little bit like my hands have been tied. Like, I see people that are sewing masks for our healthcare workers and I'm like, I don't have a sewing machine. I don't have skills. Like, what can I do? And I know that our job is to stay home, and we are helping by doing that. But the other thing I want to say is, somebody is feeling similar to what I've been feeling, like you're not doing enough and you're not positioned to make things that people need. Pick one person and look out for that person. If every one of us had one person who was like, hey, thinking about you today, are you okay? Anything I could do for you? Just pick one person and be their little angel and look out for them. I think that will help you feel like you're doing your part.
That's really nice. And imagine if everybody did that and paid it forward. That's a big movement. That turns a little movement into a big movement.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. That would definitely do that.
That's a great way to look at it, because it does feel a little bit helpless. I'm like, you know, I wish I was a doctor right now so I could do more, but I know. I'm not.
Find another way to help. And if it's one person you keep an eye on and stay in touch with.
Speaking of, you know what? I want to give somebody a shout out right now. And Carol, you were in on this, so you're not going to be surprised at all. But last week, speaking of wanting to help, I have a person that I know that is capable of making the masks that the healthcare workers are running out of so desperately. And unfortunately, a lot of companies are stepping up and do this, but it's a local company, owned by a friend of mine. And he wanted to know who to get in touch with, because he didn't know who do I get in touch with in order to get in this on a program to make these masks and get them out to the people who need them. So I contacted you, Carol, and I said, give me Sue Serino's phone number. And I got to tell you something. She called me right back. Sue Serino, our state senators, picked up the phone, called me back within 5 minutes. We had a great conversation, and she immediately started putting things in place so that this would happen without hesitation. So I want to give an unsolicited shout out to our state senator, Sue Serino, for doing that in the middle of this crisis. She doesn't know she's getting a shout out, so hopefully she listens to the show.
I like her. I like her a lot. And while we're on the business shout outs, we did this last week as well. I know everybody's saying the same thing, but we're going to do our part, and just how much we applaud and appreciate all of the frontline workers, grocery store cashiers, the people serving up food and delivering food, and our healthcare workers. My God, how brave. It's just, I'm brought to tears when I see their courage and all that they're doing, and we appreciate you all so much.
And I've got a shout out as well, because what you had mentioned earlier, Carol, about keeping an eye on, you know, maybe just picking a person to keep an eye out on them.
Yeah.
Well, you've done that for me.
Yes, I picked you, Frankenberry. You're my person.
Well, actually, Frankenberry, she picked us both, because she's been texting me every damn morning.
I know. But if I don't like her answer, like an hour will go by, I'm like, are you sure you're okay?
I'm like, yes!
Yes, well, believe me, it has helped. I've been white knuckling some of the anxieties, so it's helped bring me down.
Good.
Yes. Thank you, Angel Carol.
From my fur-covered yoga pants at home with my dog.
My impact on the world. Look out, world.
Hey, it helps.
All right, speaking of impacting the world, who are we talking to today?
So I'm excited. We have actually a local. She's from the Hudson Valley. Kate Crocco is our, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We'll find out in a minute. She is our guest this week, and she is the author of a new book called Thinking Like a Boss: Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success. And we had booked her a few weeks ago, and then when we transitioned from doing the show from in studio to via phone, we had to reschedule her. And interesting enough, you think, well, is this really an appropriate topic right now? Well, she wants to talk to people about, you know, have you been hesitating and wanting to do something different? And maybe now is the time to really take a good look at that. And she's just a dynamo. She's real. She presents herself very authentically and has taken herself. We're going to get her backstory from some serious challenges to running her own business. And she's a great girl, local girl. Kate Crocco is going to be with us when we come back.
All right, that sounds good. We've got Happy Hour here with John Spilbore and Carol Pesci. Our guest, Kate Crocco, is waiting in the wings, and we'll be back with segment number two. So you hang in there, stick with us. This is K104.
Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jenna and Carol. And we're back again here with Happy Hour with Jenna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself. And it's time now in our second segment, as always, to get to this week's guest. And Carol, I think you have all the pertinent information on Kate Crocco.
I do. Let me start by saying that she's a sister from another mister. I can tell that already. And the other full disclosure I want to do here is clearly we're doing our show from home now and everybody gets the home reality of life. And I just want to thank my FedEx driver for delivering a package during break because my dog went crazy. And she's currently gurring at something outside my window. So if you hear a dog barking, it's not your imagination. We're doing our best. Okay, so very excited to have on the line with us a local girl. She's actually from Poughkeepsie. Her name is Kate Crocco, and she is the author of a brand spanking new book, Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success. Now, Kate is a psychotherapist and a confidence and mindset coach. You think she could be helpful right now? She coaches and mentors female leaders around the globe. She has coached thousands of women through one-on-one, group, and mastermind programs, as well as through her Confident Ladies Club community. We're going to find out what that is coming up here shortly. She is the host of a weekly podcast, Thinking Like a Boss, where she regularly interviews female entrepreneurs from various fields who have found success in business and in life. A guest expert on numerous podcasts and telesummits, Kate has been quoted in publications such as The Huffington Post, Best Kept Self, She Knows, and Blog Her. Kate's mission is to lovingly challenge women to step into the best version of themselves and to empower them to go after their dreams by helping to break down the walls and fears that have been holding them back from greatness. Kate currently resides in New York with her husband and two sweet girls and her rescue pup, Turbo. Kate, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm going to warn you, Turbo is sitting right next to me right now, too. I can't get him up out of where he's sitting, and this is the quietest spot. So thank you for having me, and I'm glad we made this work.
As I mentioned right before break, we had to kind of reschedule until we got ourselves repositioned from doing the show in studio to home. But here we are, and I honestly think the timing is really, really appropriate. And I think having someone such as yourself to offer some words of wisdom for navigating through where we are right now, as well as perhaps this could be the perfect time for you to evaluate endeavors that you've kind of always wanted to. But before we get into that, Kate, what I always love to do is to get the backstory. You are a very successful woman. You're beautiful. You've written a book. But you've had your fair of challenges, and I think that always helps people identify and say, yeah, she's somebody I want to listen to. So can you share a little bit about where you came from and what brought you to the point of writing Thinking Like a Boss?
Yeah, so if we go way back to growing up, high school, college, I had the lowest self-esteem, was a people pleaser, a yes person, and struggled with an eating disorder. And it's sort of ironic because I didn't realize that I actually had one until I was in grad school to be a therapist and sitting in class and hearing the DSM diagnosis for an eating disorder and realized, oh crap, I think that might be me. I think I've had this issue all along. And
wow.
Yeah, decided then to go and get help, and I felt like I really sort of lucked out, and also because I knew that I didn't want to struggle anymore, so I took it very seriously and went to therapy, saw a psychiatrist, a nutritionist, and really just devoted a good 6 months to healing and trying to get myself back on track. And through that, I knew, you know, I had lived in so much pain and suffering for so long. If I can heal from this, I would love to be able to share my story someday and help other women. And that was a big part of even like why I wanted to heal. Like a lot of it, yes, was for myself, but I knew like if I can get through this, I can help other people get through it too. So flash forward, was very, again, fortunate that I was able to work through it pretty quickly. That was back in 2009, and graduated social work school, went on to work, and you know, I really always wanted to be a private practice therapist, but in graduate school, they always suggested that that be sort of like what you do after retirement. You get in the field, you sort of pay your dues for a while, and once you've had a lot of experience, then go on and start your business. And I think that was just sort of the old way of thinking. And luckily, it has shifted a lot, especially recently, because there's a lot of younger people who are going into private practice. And I was just feeling just not super fulfilled in the jobs that I was taking. There was a lot of, like, administration work and not a lot of, like, one-on-one helping people. And that's really what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do that one-on-one therapy because it had been so impactful for me. And I just decided, like, why not just start researching, like, how to start a business? I'm nowhere near retirement. I'm in my late 20s at that time. But let me just start to Google and see what I can find, because maybe this is something that can be possible for me sooner. So little by little, I started to research, and before I knew it, I had the whole foundation of what I really needed just to get my doors open and open that private practice. And I did that back in 2014. And I didn't really take it seriously. Like, I didn't want to tell anyone because I was sort of, like, timid and embarrassed in a way. I thought, you know, people would look at me funny because, again, you're so young and you're starting your business and, you know, you haven't been doing this very long, but I knew I have personal experience. Like, I have been through this myself. I've healed myself and I know that I have something to give and I know that I want to help people and I don't want to wait my whole life to be able to do that. So
good for you. And I just want to point out something that you keep saying, and I think it's a really important word here for anybody right now who is struggling with something similar to what you went through in an eating disorder, maybe that. Isn't that you were broken and there was something wrong with you that needed fixing? There was something that needed healing. I think that word healing is so powerful and so much more accurate, that underlying many issues such as that is a wound or some sort of hurt or something that needs healing.
Yeah, I love looking at it like that. And I really believe that healing is for everyone. And I always say, like, one way to sort of get out of, like, hell and get out of that torment and pain is to start doing things that feel good. And then once you start to get a little bit of a taste of what it feels like to feel good, like, you don't want to go back anymore. And I worked in drug and alcohol rehab for a while, for a couple of years. And I remember, like, seeing the people that I was working with sort of go through that, like, get a taste of what it felt like to be sober and what life could be like. And then, like, that being the thing that gave them that motivation to not want to go back. And then before you know it, you're so far into enjoying life and learning to live life in a different way that that becomes your new normal, being happy and being joyful and finding the positive in life, even when it's chaotic and falling apart. So yeah, that's a little bit of my story. My business somehow, like, took off and filled very quickly, which was very shocking for me at that time, because I didn't really think, like, this could amount to something. And I think a lot of that was part of, like, that imposter syndrome of, you know, going through that eating disorder and not always believing in myself. But I realized that my business started to take off more and more the more that I started to believe in myself and the more that I practiced self-confidence, because I think self-confidence is something that you just don't, you know, get overnight, or you can't, like, take a class and learn it. Like, you have to practice it. And I always say consistency is what grows your confidence. So just being able to practice being a business owner, talking with clients, that's what really made me feel more confident. And before I knew it, business was doing well. And then it ended up turning into this coaching business because I had a lot of other people asking, like, how did you do it? So, you know, they're telling us at school, like, you can't start your practice until you're retired or later in your career. So, like, how did you get started? How did you build the confidence and self growth to be able to do that? So I decided to help other people. And it never feels like work for me. It feels like fun all of the time. I won't say that it's not hard.
That's
though.
When you know you're right. Okay. That's right where you're supposed to be. And I think one of the reasons that your business has grown and you're doing well is you are uniquely qualified, not only as a person who's professionally trained, but someone who's been there. So your clients, I'm sure, connect with you on a deeper level. Kate, I want to talk about, in your book, Thinking Like a Boss, you say you have discovered from your own experience of going from someone who had an eating disorder to becoming someone who helps others with eating disorders, starting your own business, writing a book, that there are certain like common denominator lies that you discover that people tell themselves that hold them back from success. Can we talk about a few of those? Or certainly don't want to give the whole book away, but what are some of the core lies that we tell ourselves that need to be uncovered?
So I think if we focus on two, that would be great. So the first one is, I'm not ready to pursue my dreams. And then the second is, I don't have enough time. And I want to speak to that one second because it ties in a lot with like what we're going through right now as a nation and how we can look at it in a different way. So not feeling ready to pursue my dreams. So many people, whether you're a business owner or you're a stay-at-home mom or you know, you are working in a career, everyone has a dream of going somewhere else, right? Climbing the ladder in your corporate career or maybe starting a business or starting a different business or pivoting your business. Like, we all have these dreams of wanting to do something else. Maybe it's starting to speak or maybe it's starting a podcast or writing a book or something. And we all love to tell ourselves we're not ready. And what I always say is that I don't think that anyone has cracked that readiness code yet. And if you can sort of accept that and realize like we're never going to fully feel ready to pursue that thing, but I'm still going to move forward. And I think that's just sort of the theme of the book is that like we may not feel that feeling right away, but we still need to take that action. We still need to take those little steps in order to get there.
Maybe a question people could ask themselves is, if I were to agree that I'll never be fully ready, what is something I can start with right now?
Yeah, that's such a good question.
Of course it is. Yes. It's an awesome question.
Oh, we got
so glad Carol asked it.
Okay, Kate, I'm going to, ladies, shush. Kate, I'm just going to tell you right now, what you have done is you have opened up Pandora's box for yet another week because Carol always will eventually ask one question that is considered brilliant by whoever our guest is. And Jonna will roll her eyes and Jonna will do what Jonna just did. So that's where all the laughter came from. Don't take it personally.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. And I think questions are so powerful. And that's why that's a lot of the work that I do with my clients is just asking them questions. Because I believe that we all have our own answers. Like all of the answers that you're looking for, that you're searching for, they're inside of you. No one else can give you the answers but yourself. So that's why I like questions like that.
Jonna, do you have a question you'd like to ask?
Well, there's like so many things swirling through my head, but two things. I think this is a very, and especially what we're going through right now, in connection to what you're saying, is that we are kind of forced at the moment into a little bit of a timeout, right, of a quiet time. And if you wake up every day and, you know, you get up, you take a shower, you put on pants, or, you know, at least we did that 2 weeks ago, and you go to work and you do all the things that you normally do, but you're not entirely happy. Like you said earlier, Kate, that you love what you do. Like, it doesn't feel like work. And there are a lot of people out there who don't share that, but there's something outside of themselves, something that they're not doing that would make them feel like every moment is a joy. Now is a good time to figure out what that is, if you don't already know, and take, like you guys said, take one small step in that direction, then tomorrow take two, and then the next day take three. We're kind of forced right now to see inside ourselves and ask ourselves constantly, why am I not doing this? What do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? Be like that. Be like a three-year-old who just keeps saying why at the end of every question.
That's been my last 3 weeks nonstop. Why?
But I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kate, do me a favor, Kate, real quick. Just tell Jonna that was a brilliant point she made.
Oh, that was a brilliant point.
Too late.
Thanks. It was a brilliant point. I think, Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that was the whole angle we wanted to go today, was exactly that brilliant point that Jonna just made.
Mm-hmm. You can't see me, but I'm blowing on my nails and then rubbing them on my shirt and then blowing on my nails again.
The one that we filled, you know.
Oh, God, I know. But isn't that, I mean, don't we all want to do what blows our hair back? Like, really, and so many of us don't do that. And if we only just really were motivated to make the changes to make that happen, our lives would be infinitely different and, I'm assuming, better. Not that anybody has a bad life, but you know what I mean. Doing what you want, the way you want to do it, is the ultimate dream for a lot of people.
Kate, that you talk about in your book, and we need to give a shout out because we've been semi-stalking Damon John for about 3 years now.
I love him. Go on.
you mentioned in your book, Thinking Like a Boss, that one of your favorite books, and I second that emotion, is Power of Broke by Damon John. And what you talk about in your book as one of the lies is, I don't have enough money to start that business, whatever the next step is. Well, I grew up in a household where getting a new pair of shoes for the school year was a big deal. I got free lunches. Like, I wasn't destitute. I always had meals. I always had a roof over my head. I was always loved. So from that standpoint, I was lucky. But we didn't have a lot. But what that gifted me as an adult was being resourceful and being creative. And this is what Damon John talks about in The Power of Broke, is if you don't have money, you don't have the luxury of being lazy and just hiring people there, you know, paying people to do that. You have to look at what you have available to you. We all have something, no matter how much money you have or don't have. We all have resources. And on a bigger scale, I want to point out that is one of the most impressive things to me in recent weeks, is how resourceful people are being when forced upon them recently.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to speak to that lie of, I'll never have enough money.
Yeah, I think... So there are people out there who, let's just say, for me, like making $1 million a year, like that sounds like a lot of money for me. And to them, they may feel even more broke than I do. And I don't make anywhere near $1 million a year, I'll say that. So it's money and wealth is really a mindset. That's what I believe, that you have to feel abundant and wealthy with what you have today if you want to feel abundant and wealthy with more. So does that sort of make sense?
Yeah, good point.
Oh, wait.
Makes sense to me.
It's a great point as well.
Yeah, so it's like money is not what's going to make you happier or make you feel rich. It's the way that you view it and the way that you view life. And there are people with, you know, not a lot of money, but they live a very abundant life.
And it's hard to create abundance when you come from a place of lack. And I think we all know people like that who do nothing but complain about all the things they think they don't have. And then they stay in that I don't have space because that's all they focus on. And it could be as simple as changing your mind to get you out of that lack. And that's hard to push people in that direction. They got to figure that out. And then once you figure it out, you can soar. But until then, you're stuck.
Yeah, and they have to want it too. They have to want to feel better. But I think there's something like everyone has something to be grateful for. Like if you're listening to this right now, it means that you somehow have access to a radio, right?
Yep.
And that's something to be grateful for. I always say that. Like if I'm doing a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live, like you're watching it from a phone or a computer, and that means that you have something of value. So it's like all those little things we have to be grateful for.
Well, look at our lives this month, 6 weeks ago. You might have thought we really wasn't much to be grateful for, and how many of us are craving that normal that we would just celebrate right now. So even in today, even what we're dealing with right now, there is always something to be grateful for, and you got to make that an active practice. Look for those things.
Yeah.
Girls, do not tell me, I guarantee you that, let's just use an arbitrary number, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, if we have not changed something about the way our lives were because of what we're going through now, I would be quite surprised. None of us are going to go back to exactly the way we were before this happened, because there's so many lessons in something as earth-shattering as this. Every day there's something new that I'm sure we are all learning, and it's going to shape us in the future. And I guess that's a bit of a silver lining.
100%. I totally agree. Kate, we're about wrapping up here. We're wrapping up here with Kate Crocco. She is a local. She is the author of the brand new book, Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success. I just love her and her insight and her authenticity in her book. It's fabulous. She helps you uncover some common lies that we tell ourselves that hold you back, and maybe right now is exactly the time you need to really begin reevaluating what you want your new normal to look like after this. Kate, we mentioned in your intro that you have a club, Confident Ladies Club. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's a free Facebook community. There are about 4,500 women in there. And you just go onto Facebook, look up the Confident Ladies Club, and I have found my tribe of women in the local area from that group. It's crazy. Like back probably about 7 years ago is when I moved, maybe 8 years ago, I moved back to the Hudson Valley and felt really lonely. And like, there's no one here that's like me, like no other business owners. Like I was in this little bubble, and started this Facebook group probably about 5 years ago. And met one person who was local. Like, they just somehow randomly found it and joined. Then met another person. And literally, like, when I had my recent book launch party, there were close to 100 local women that came that all were business owners or doing something really amazing in the Hudson Valley. So there's a ton of local women in there, other women from all around the world. And it's just, it's so important. And I think especially right now when everyone is home, some people are feeling really lonely and isolated, like find ways to create community, whether it's you creating it yourself or you finding a community. It's just so important to have that to keep on going.
I love it. And where can people buy your book or find out more about you? What is your website?
Yeah, so if you go to katecrocco.com/book, all of the information is on there. There's an opportunity to put your email address in, and you can get the first 2 chapters of the book for free. There's a free book club in a box there, so you could start your own book club, and now is such a good time to do that, like a virtual one. I give you all of the worksheets and instructions, and there's a little video of how to get started. And then there's also a sign up to join a digital book club that I'm hosting right now too.
I just joined the group. And while
Yay!
I took the quiz to find out what's holding me back. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to figure that out.
Oh, that was quick.
I heard something. I was wondering what that was. That was you joining. That's so funny.
That was me joining you. Cool. I can't wait to check it out. This has been a very fun conversation. And I'm so glad that you're local, really. We'll have to get together in real life when this lockdown is over.
Oh, would love that. We'd have so much fun together.
All right, Kate, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and for taking the time and love and insight and courage to write your book and bring yourself to the world for the benefit of helping others. Thank you.
Yes, thank you
so much.
Thank you much, Kate. We appreciate it. This is Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci, and we're not quite done yet this morning. We have one more segment on the way, as you know. That is coming up in just a minute, so hang with us. This is K104.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And this is Happy Hour, and we are back for our third segment on this Sunday morning with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
we'll figure that out on the phone here at some point. But anyway, thanks very much to our guest, Kate Crocco, who we found out is local here, lives in Poughkeepsie, and has her own business, her own, she is a therapist that helps out a lot of folks, and she's actually done what she's, what a lot of folks in her field told her that she shouldn't be doing, and she's done it at a young age, which is fantastic.
Yep, love to hear it. She was great. Kate Crocco, author of Thinking Like a Boss. She was fantastic. All right.
Available on Amazon. All right, wait, before we go, I know we don't have a lot of time. I just want to say this. Next week, I'm going to tell a story that's going to gross you guys out. Totally.
Oh, can't wait.
Totally.
Okay, there's our tease for the week. Is looking forward to being grossed out on a Sunday morning. Thank you very much there, Jonna Spilbore.
You're welcome.
thank you again to Kate Crocco, our guest this morning. You've been listening to Happy Hour here on K104. We do it every Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. Please join us again next week. And in the meantime, please stay safe.
Thanks so much for listening to Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. If you love this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
And if you really loved it, we would love you back if you give us a review on iTunes.
Check us out on the web. You can join us there at netchicks.tv as well as on Facebook as netchicks.tv. See you next time.